qualify for the ballot. The process of validation is nearing completion. It appears that at least 10 minor parties will have candidates on the general election ballot. Our attention on this edition of Election 76 will focus on the office of governor. Six candidates are challenging the Republican and the Democratic candidates for the office being vacated by Dan Evans. We'll meet them, hear their views on the campaign, and discuss the role of the minor parties right after this on Election 76. Kelly, a 49-year-old band leader and restaurant operator, approaches his candidacy with tongue-in-cheek. He represents the Owl Party, and Kelly claims to be a serious candidate. Kelly and his brother-in-law dreamed up the Owl Party, and they held their nominating convention at his Tumwater Conservatory.
Red, first of all, I've got to ask you, are you serious?
Oh, we're very serious, yeah. We've been thinking about it for, you know, all, at least a couple of weeks, and we're just extremely serious about this.
Now, what does OWL stand for? O-W-L.
O-W-L stands for Out With Logic and On With Lunacy.
That's what you plan to be?
Yes, we plan to be the first political party to come out forthright and say that's the way it is.
You had to have 100 registered voters who didn't vote in the September primary.
Yes, we did.
So there are at least 100 who believe in your philosophy.
Oh, there's a lot more than that. We've got a lot of closet believers.
Closet
will they vote
believers
in November?
Oh, sure. Very many will, yeah. See, we have a lot of things that are advantageous to the voters. For one thing, I've been working on transparent fog for quite a while, and we have it just about perfected. Well, today is very foggy, you see, but we've got it whipped now to where anybody that likes fog, they can have it, and anybody that has to go someplace doesn't get bumping into each other. That's a pretty good issue right there.
So you're not serious, right?
Oh, yes. Very serious, yeah. Yeah, I figure that we stand a pretty good chance because we're the only party that says absolutely nothing about the issues. Because you stop the average guy in the street and you say, what are the issues? And I'll bet you're not going to get two corresponding answers from any two people in the whole world, let alone this state.
Okay, you stop two people on the street and say, who's Red Kelly? Would they know you?
Oh, probably not. That's to our advantage. Yeah. But we're looking forward to a heavy campaign since we seem to be unopposed. I haven't heard anything about debating. We are working on a thing now to where we're going to hold a debate on radio with Marcel Marceau. We're looking forward to that.
He's been...
When's that going to take place?
As soon as we can get a hold of Marceau. There's no word from him yet.
You don't expect it. He might give you a sign language.
Maybe sign. I expect that during the debate to just throw him off balance. Just keep saying, don't do that, Marcel. Don't, that's obscene. Don't do that. You know?
Let's face it, you're here to promote your restaurant, right? Your tavern?
Not really. We're doing pretty good. And we have an awful lot of fun with it.
Well, you sit in the state capitol area. Did looking across and down toward that Capitol dome trigger the idea to put together a party?
Oh, not initially. Initially, the Owls were, for instance, we dubbed Thursday night Owl Night when the first year we were here, because for some reason, every Thursday, every owly nut within 500 miles would show up here, and so we started dubbing it Owl Night, and then we have a lot of friends that are involved in politics, and they're good friends, you know. They're nice people, and unfortunately have an excellent sense of humor. And so we decided that if we're going to get a political party, and we were just kicking it around playing with it, then we'd call it the Owl Party. And now it seems to blossom forth. It wasn't initially designed for publicity. We just want to get politics back in its feet. You see, one of our programs is unemployment isn't working, but inflation is. So we figure if we can get our hands on it, we can get inflation like way off center and way up to where it's really working.
But you don't support inflation.
No, well, if everybody likes that, we'll go along with it, sure. If we can get, another one of our programs is we figure that we can give the state employees much more sick leave. That'll give them a lot less time to louse us up, you know.
You're going to find people to go along with this, right?
You're darn right, sure. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's It's not too far-fetched, because there is a lot of unrest about the... In fact, the other day, a couple called from the Iowa Public Radio and did an interview, and one fellow said, well, I don't know whether to worry or not, but he says, it's starting to make sense to me. And then he said, how come you didn't run for president? And I replied that there's already two clowns working on that. We got to just take care of this area.
But there are two people who are major party candidates for governor in this state.
Are right? there?
Will you debate them?
Oh, sure. Who are they? I didn't know anybody else was running. Good for them. It should be a healthy campaign.
Speaking of campaign, because of the law in this state, you had to qualify after the September primary. You really aren't certified for the ballot as yet. You may get some of those 120 that came who were not registered.
Whoa.
You may not qualify.
There'll be 86 from here on in. They promised us in good faith that everything would be on the up and up. And, of course, we're planning to be on the up and up with them, so they better be straight.
Well, I was getting to the point that you really only have 2 weeks of the campaign left. Is that enough time to get your message
across? Oh, plenty, yeah, sure. Especially, who'd you say was running?
You haven't seen anything.
No, who is it? Who's running now?
Spellman and Ray.
Who's Spellman? She's what?
You put me on.
No. No, I didn't. Spellman, is that the guy that played lead trumpet with Norm Hoagie? I didn't know him, was Spellman. No, there was another one. Who's Ray?
Dr. Dixie Lee.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Yeah, I know him. He was a tree surgeon and broke his leg falling out of a patient, right? Is that the one?
Well, you're adding a little life to politics, aren't
you? Oh, no. It's just, we're just doing what should be done with politics. Let's just go straight ahead with it.
Straight ahead to where?
Yeah, you put on your shoes backwards and march forward into the past.
You want to go back then?
Well, sure.
Well, your place is called the end of the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, unfortunately, which end has never been cleared up to me. That is satisfaction. Anyway, maybe that's one of the issues.
You feel you're qualified?
Certainly. I'm idiotic enough, and the rest of them, I'm qualified, sure. And I'm flaky. From just observing, well, you saw the major party political campaign. Now, if you can't be flaky, I can see where you wouldn't have much of a future in politics. But everybody that's on our OWL staff is as flaky or flakier than I am, so I think we got a good shot at it.
How much money is it going to cost you to run?
Well, I don't know. I've put out $3.80 on bumper stickers so far. Then after that, we're going to be into the big money. We're going to have to have some... We're also working on some lawn signs. They're being printed now, and they're made out of paper, so you don't stick them on your lawn. You put them in the bathroom so that there's something to read, you know.
Does public disclosure bother you, that you have to reveal where your money is and where it comes from?
Well, I don't have any problem there. Having no money, it doesn't really bug me either way. I think that everybody should know everything about the candidate.
Right, tell us about Red Kelly.
Okay, I'm 49 years old. I'm a musician, and I've traveled a lot and eaten a lot of... chicken a la king, so that makes me qualified for political candidacy right there. And I think that it's time that we settle down and grab the bull by the tail and face the situation, so I think I'm the man to do that.
Why didn't you call yourself a bull party then?
Well, that has been suggested, but only by people that aren't owls.
That aren't owls?
Yeah, yeah. But if we, if the owls, for some reason, I can't conceive it, but if they didn't work, the owl party didn't work, we may go along with your suggestion. Would you care to be the press relations for the bull party?
I don't know, Red. You know, you try to be serious in dealing with these issues. It's obvious you're not serious about it, that you're doing it as a lark with a motive, right?
No, there's no motive, and I think that... A lot of it should be a lark, because really now there are a lot of people doing things involved in this, that now if you're going to really take it serious, you got to be in a lot of trouble. There's some really goofy stuff going down, and you know, everybody knows it. Everybody comes in here, they say, you've got a great idea, because this makes more sense than somebody looking right dead in the eye and, you know, laying some story on you that nobody's going to buy.
Think they'll buy your story?
Why not?
What if you were suddenly handed the office? Would you
probably
change around and do it any differently if you got that?
Well, either that or I'd auction it off to the lowest bidder.
It's the American way that almost anyone can run for public office, even those who view the system tongue-in-cheek.